I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
When's the last time you seen a movie that tells it like it really was for the Stone Age woman? Huh? Huh? You like fashion, don't you? They dress exclusively in fur and leather.
Dwayne, dorm rules are okay. Too strict should be abolished. Any thoughts?
What?
The Hillman Chronicle wants to know.
Really? I think the dorm rules are stupid and bogus. I mean, how can we learn to become responsible adults if we can't party whenever we feel like it?
That's a good point.
So check it out. Yo, administration, get it together and dog the rules now.
Wait, freshman Matthews Hall.
Wait a minute, you're not going to use my name on this, are you?
Whitley, how do you feel about the dorm rules? The Chronicle wants to know.
Anything a lady can do after midnight, she can do before midnight. And anyone who feels the need to leave their room after curfew isn't worthy of a tendon helmet.
Whitley Gilbert, sophomore, Gilbert Hall.
Maggie, we're gonna have to dog the part about dogging the rules.
But Dwayne, you were so eloquent.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, use the quote, but don't use my name.
Okay. All right. Denise, dorm rules. Keep them, change them, or dog them. What do you say?
Who cares?
Jaleesa, as dorm monitor, any thoughts?
I'm glad they locked the door at midnight.
What's wrong?
Maggie, I got a D on my calculus test.
Denise, your worries are over. I will help you.
Right, Dwayne.
Hey, you're looking at King Calculus here, all right? I will have you in shape in no time.
Dwayne, I can think of many things you are king of, but calculus is not one of them.
Okay, forget calculus. You know what you need, Denise? You need a movie that's going to take you out of yourself to another time, another place.
Dwayne. I am not going to see Clan of the Cave Bear.
That's a shame. Hey, Gail! I know you like fur and leather, don't you?
Why, I might as well just cancel my plans to go home for Thanksgiving. Maybe even Christmas.
Denise, your parents aren't going to disown you just because you got a D. Even though they might not speak to you for a while.
Look, what you need is some brain food. French fries.
Denise, understanding math is like... It's like having an ear for music. Some are born with it, some develop it, some never get it.
Thanks, Maggie. That's very encouraging.
Well, I've got to whip this into shape for my copy editor. They're holding the back page.
Hi, Denise.
Lisa.
Whitley.
I couldn't help but notice you after calculus class. You looked stricken. If you need any help, feel free to come to me. I'm just a natural with figures.
Hey, here it is in print, my article.
All right, let's see. See, dorm rules, necessity, nuisance, or nonsense.
That's my title.
By Maggie Lott.
That's my name.
In a reaction to the question, what do you think of the dorm rules? Ranged from the apathetic to the enthusiastic. Go ahead, Max. Men, on the whole, voiced strong objections to the curfew. A resident of Matthews Hall urged the school to dog the rules now. Dwayne Wayne, right?
I cannot reveal my source.
Oh, come on, Maggie.
No.
Oh, hey, girls. I just signed up for my calculus tutor. He's coming over tonight.
That's great. Now maybe at Thanksgiving they'll strangle the turkey instead of you.
Denise, look. My article, my title, my byline.
Wow, congratulations, Maggie.
Wait a minute. Get this. Sophomore Whitley Gilbert of Gilbert Hall said, anything a lady can do after midnight, she can do before midnight. But I never, ever do anything anywhere with anybody.
I didn't write that.
Well, let me see this.
Gotcha.
Oh!
I'm here. I'm a little bit late, but I'll make it up.
Do not sit down. Dwayne, don't sit down. My tutor is coming.
Denise, have no fear. King Calculus is here.
Dwayne, this time you've just gone too far.
What are you talking about?
What are you up to? Where is my tutor?
Denise, what kind of guy do you think I am?
Dwayne, come on. You're the type of guy that would tell the entire freshman class of girls that you've been appointed a personal tour guide.
I did that. And it was fun. I was wrong, but you gotta believe me. I am your tutor. Ask me any question. Any question.
Okay. What is a hyperbola?
Oh, Denise, you slay me. Hyperbola. The set of all points in a plane, the difference of whose distances from two fixed points, the foci, is a positive constant.
Okay, so you know that. So what?
Denise, I'm deeply wounded by your cynicism. My credentials?
Dwayne Wayne, math department, tutoring hours.
Okay, let's hit it. Come on. One-to-one functions. Let's go.
Dwayne, you really are a math tutor.
Denise, I'm surprised at you. I wish you women would just look beyond my body to my mind.
If I knew it, I would say it.
Think.
Okay.
We've done this before.
All right, function. Go. Function F. What? X equals what? Help me.
X
plus. Okay. X plus 2y to the second power.
All right, you win the toaster oven. And now, for the definition of a one-to-one function, Denise Huxtable.
For every girl X indorm X, there's a corresponding and distinct boy Y indorm Y to take to function F. Yes, baby! Dwayne. I must judge you. You really do have a good mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Check out the body, then.
Hey! Dwayne, is this right? Is your watch right?
I paid $29 for this watch.
It's 1:30. We've missed curfew. Dwayne, you're locked in the dorm.
Well, I could think of worse things.
This is not funny, Dwayne. I'm this close to academic probation, okay? If we get caught, they're going to call my parents. I can get suspended.
All right, Denise, relax. You are looking at the Hillman Houdini. I will disappear without a trace. Just show me to a fire escape.
Fire escape. Great fire idea. There's one right outside. Oh, one outside Whitley's room.
Whitley? Whoa, not the kid. Nah.
Well, it was a good idea.
No, wait. I can do this. I can do this. Dwayne Wayne will never stand by and leave a damsel in distress in distress.
Well, she does go to sleep by 11, and you know what? She won't even hear you. She listens to these weird tapes at night. Hey, she wears a sleep mask, too.
So relax.
Okay.
It won't be the first time I've left a woman's room without her noticing.
sunblock, please.
I'm really into ornithology, you know, bird watching. And I was walking past here, just walking past here on my way back from the library. I looked up in a tree, I saw a wild cockatoo. Now, you know, that happens once, maybe twice in a bird watcher's life, if you look.
Cockatoos dwell in Australia. You got to do better.
Well, yeah, that's my point. You see, the bird had come all the way from Australia. I just had to climb all the way up on the roof and see him. Miss Ross, thank you. Believe me, don't you?
Good evening. Came as soon as you called me.
Sorry to disturb your sleep.
Hey, anything for a fellow ID?
I found this outside my window.
Hey, Walter, how's it going?
Fine. So, sleepwalking again, Dwayne?
Sleep climbing out of Whitley Gilbert's bedroom window.
Say what?
He was climbing out of Whitley Gilbert's room.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, Dwayne. I'll just escort you back to the dorm.
I'm telling you, Walter, I was looking at this Australian cockatoo that was on the roof. I wasn't...
I'm sure he's very sorry, Stevie.
Not as sorry as he's going to be after the hearing tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, sharp.
Hey, 7 o'clock, we're there on time. We'll even use the door. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Surprise. Dwayne Wayne was in my room just now.
Really? And you received him like that?
I wasn't expecting him. He landed outside my window after climbing out of yours. I want to know, what was he doing here?
Stevie, I know you're under a lot of pressure. And it's understandable why a woman such as yourself would be tempted to imbibe from time to time.
The fact is, this is the only room he could have come from. You're awake and your window is wide open.
Stevie, do let's be reasonable. Do you honestly believe I'd let that buzzard into my boudoir?
It's strange, but I've seen stranger in my time.
No doubt you have, being a divorcee. But I dare you to find anybody at Hellman, in Virginia, or indeed this entire free world who could claim to have breached my fortress. And I refuse to stand here and let my virtue be insulted in the middle of the night.
Okay, how about 7 o'clock tomorrow night, my apartment, and you can leave that attitude back in your boudoir.
Versus the private life. This is the same woman who told the press anyone who feels the need to leave their room after midnight isn't worthy of attending Hillman.
She doesn't have to leave her room.
I guess not when you're getting room service.
I'm not gonna touch that.
Hey, girls.
Hey, how you doing?
Great news.
We've already heard it.
What, you heard I got a B plus on my curriculum test?
No, congratulations.
Yes.
That's almost as good as our news.
What?
Stevie caught Dwayne climbing out of Whitley's room last night.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, come on, Denise. We always knew the girl had strange taste.
Stevie's called a hearing tonight.
And guess what? The dorm monitor has to be there. Can't wait to throw the book right in Miss Magnolia's face.
After you've listened to both sides fairly, of course.
Yeah.
Done. Guys, no details.
You know, Dwayne does look just a little bit more relaxed than usual.
in the good months
of... hey, Whitley, leave your window open for me tonight.
Denise, really,
how today she having lunch? I hear the special today is a tuna melt. I'm gonna have it.
Whitley, I know that you're no passion flower. I mean, look, I know you didn't do it. I know that you wouldn't let Dwayne climb your fire escape.
Ladies, my ears are burning. What's the word?
If you were any kind of a gentleman, you would clear my name.
Wait a minute. You think you're the only one suffering here? I'm a private kind of guy. And I went walking, and everywhere I went, people were calling my name. Dwayne,
tell the truth. You know full well you were never in my room.
Well, I can't tell a lie, Whitley. I was in your room.
Let you do this?
Denise, are you serious? You could get suspended. Besides, I mean, it's not the first time a woman's ever slapped me. I take a lick and I keep on ticking.
7 o'clock. Just think, even now, the accused lovers, Dwayne Wayne and Whitley Gilbert, face the bench.
Maggie, aren't you sick of this by now? Come on, doesn't anyone have anything better to talk about?
No.
Maggie, has anyone considered that just maybe nothing happened? That maybe Dwayne was just passing through on his way from someplace else where he just happened to be helping somebody do something they really needed to do?
A lot of people think Dwayne was helping Whitley do something she really needed to do.
Where's Whitley? Whatever happened to punctuality?
Please excuse my tardiness. I had to donate some clothes to Goodwill.
Doing a lot of charity work lately.
Delisa, we're here to listen objectively to Whitley and Dwayne, then decide whether they should go before the dean. Whitley!
Every individual has a tragic flaw. Mine is the ability to sleep through anything. If it hadn't been for Mr. Sandman weaving his magical spells, I would not be here tonight. My reputation being tossed around like a blouse at a bargain basement sale. I am no floozy. You can ask the Kappas, the Alphas, the Sigmas, and the Omegas. I can only say to you, my judges, let she who is without sin cast me before the dean like a stone.
Thank you, Whitley.
Dwayne?
Oh, as a gentleman and a scholar, all I can say is I was in Whitley's room, but I was just passing through on my way back from the library. That's all I was doing.
Look. I'll speak for Dwayne. Now, Stevie, we know the boy is not right. But we know there's no way he did what it looks like he was doing in Whitley's room.
Objection. Objection.
Obviously, I'm not going to get the truth out of you two. Maybe the dean will.
Denise, you are interrupting a very important hearing. This does not concern you.
Yes, it does. Stevie, I have a confession to make.
Don't listen to it. A girl has been working too hard.
Dwayne. Stevie, Dwayne was with me, not Whitley.
My, what strange passions lurk in the hearts of city girls.
Whitley, he was tutoring me in calculus, okay?
Wait, Dwayne Wayne was your calculus tutor?
Yeah, I got a B plus.
Like I was about to say, my man had a legitimate reason to be here.
Yeah, we were just studying, and before we knew it, we had missed curfew.
So he took the easy way out through Whitley's room.
Yeah.
May I leave now?
Whitley, I am so sorry you had to go through this. I'm sorry we all have to go through this.
Oh, that's all right. Just because I got dragged through the mire, humiliated, treated like a leper of old, doesn't mean I hold a grudge.
Very generous of you to see it like that.
A public apology in the school paper will suffice.